Hello, sister.
Hello, sister. How are you today?
Good. How are you? Happy day before changing the clocks forward.
Oh, we lose it. We lose our.
We lost it a long time ago, but we'll lose an hour.
Yeah. Hey, I just want to welcome everyone to Dip Stitch. It's a wonderful, beautiful, sunny Saturday, even though it's cold. And I'm in Northern Mass, and Susan is on the Cape.
That's right. So we're really lucky and honored and good timing. Today we have almost everybody on board. We have three of our four brothers here with me on the Cape. So I figured we would have some guests. We can do a little intro and a little bit so everyone can hear a little bit about them.
Wait a minute. Four brothers?
Three of
No,
them.
there's three of the four. You're not good
Three.
at math. Three of the four.
Who is that? Dan,
So
Tim,
yeah, so what we'll
and
do is we'll
Neil?
go we're gonna go around and they're gonna kind of tell us name, age, and where on the birth order they are and a little bit about where
And
they
how?
live and where they're visiting from. So real quick, here we go. Ready?
Hello, everyone. My name is Neil. I'm 60 years old, and I am the oldest of
Oh,
the dead.
60.
And where do you live?
I live in Northwest Indiana in a small town by the name of Porter. Population of
Wow.
about, I don't know, 15,000 people, maybe.
Mayberry RFD.
Sort of. It's right along Lake Michigan, one of the last few, one of the newest national parks, the Indiana Dunes. And it's a wonderful place to live.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, next.
Hi, this is Tim, the fourth of four sons, the fifth. I'm not the fourth of four sons. Who's the one doing math?
Okay.
Oh, and I'm bad at math.
That's what I said. That's what I said, Joe. Good catch.
Oh.
All right, go ahead.
Well-deserved catch. I'm the fourth of four boys. I'm the fifth of the six children. I also live in Indiana, just outside of Indianapolis, a little hamlet called Zionsville, Indiana, which is where I'm visiting from this weekend.
Shout out to the Hoosiers.
The Hoosiers. Who,
Hoosier.
Hoosiers. Yep. And
Okay.
then.
All right, I'm Dan. I'm number three in birth order, third son of four sons, and I live in a leafy suburb of Boston, and that's as close as I'm gonna reveal because I don't want any kind of like people coming to my
Fangirls.
door. No fangirls, no fanboys, nothing. I don't want any of that.
Stalkers.
No stalkers, no stalkers. I'm being upstaged by Jeech, who's ex really, she's, something's got her really excited, and it's kind of nice. How old are you?
All
How old am
right.
I? Oh, right, I'm 58. 58.
Wow.
Yeah, you know,
I
you
can't
go.
believe people live that long.
I wouldn't call it living, Joe. I wouldn't call it living.
Isn't Logan's Run after all?
It's, yeah. Right. Yep. So we're all coming down just to visit Neil. Neil and Tim have come from far away, and I had the time today, so we swooped down and are hanging out down on the Cape.
Very good.
Yeah.
I wish I was down there.
Yeah, you should have come down.
Yeah.
Come on down.
This is the next best thing.
Yes, it is.
Close enough.
So I figured we would get all together since you're here. We're just missing George, who's number two, who is 59.
Yep.
He'll be
Right.
60 in November.
Yep.
So that's almost everybody. That's the closest we've come in a long time,
Wow, we
especially
should.
with COVID.
So it's perhaps a reunion.
Okay.
The US residents.
A little less formal than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a visit.
Pretty cool. What's the best part of being on the Cape, boys?
Water.
Cribbage.
Yeah.
Lobster roll.
Well,
Meal with our family.
mock lobster
Mock
roll.
lobster,
Mock
yeah.
lobster.
Mock lobster.
The powdered milk of seafood.
Oh, and Dunkin'. Definitely Dunkin'.
Oh.
Right off the plane. The first thing you get is
absolutely. I came back from a trip to Portland once, and right before we landed, the pilot said, "Now you can all get your Dunkin' Donuts," and everybody started cheering.
And that's crazy coming from Portland, which has the best coffee almost in the country. And everyone's like, yeah, Dunkin's, totally mediocre crappy coffee.
No, it's good. Have you tried the extra charge? It's really good.
No. What?
You know what? I kind of am disappointed they changed from Dunkin's, like from Dunkin' Donuts. Now they're just Dunkin's. I feel like they're selling out.
I think they're making their way to just calling themselves Dunks. Dunks.
Double D. I would rather double D's. Yeah.
Something would we all?
So, spring is coming, right? So, like, when is spring? April 19th? May
19th? Mm-hmm.
Something like that?
No, May 20th.
May 20th? Okay, it was close.
Yep. And a few days later, I go to Florida.
Nice. Oh.
Yeah.
Did you get your shots?
I did.
Way to go.
The two shooter or the one?
Two shooter.
Nice.
I'm absolutely
double
protected.
V's.
Double V's.
I only got a single.
Oh, you got the Johnson & Johnson?
No, I got one of two on Thursday. Oh. The Pfizer.
Okay, good.
Get the Pfizer.
How old are we that we're talking about what vaccines we got? What tests you have coming up? Tim's got a colonoscopy.
I was just going to say, whose bowels are acting up?
We discovered smooth move poopy tea, so everybody's smooth.
We're stocked with laxative tea in this house, so anytime you're stuck, call me.
Oh, and prune juice, too. Doesn't Dad do prune juice?
We always have prune juice. We always have smooth move tea. Yep, and I always have... Honestly, I have enemas.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You have to have them just in case.
That's hardcore.
This podcast is by AARP. Yeah, since we all qualify for it. We all have the card.
Well, I've been getting the mail. I keep throwing it away. But, you know, they have really good deals. I shouldn't be doing that. Yeah. I should take advantage of that.
Yeah, they have deals on, like, the Cricket phone. And the recliner that helps you stand up, is that the kind of deal you're looking for?
Not yet.
Squatty potties.
Everything's working.
I've never seen a squatty potty. What is that?
Oh, so it's a stool. Sorry. That you put your feet up on when you're sitting on the toilet, and it puts you in a position such that it makes passing a bowel movement much more comfortable and easy.
You mean a BM, like Mom used to say.
Yeah, BM. BM.
We're having a pasta guest on your show down tomorrow.
Oh, Kitty?
Yeah, Kathy's coming to visit.
She's leaving the Irish Riviera of Scituate.
Oh.
She's slumming it.
Mm.
I thought the Cape was the holy grail for the local Boston Irish. You make your way down the Riviera, but the ultimate destination is Cape Cod.
Well, she's got one kid left at home, village. So maybe the Irish village,
which closed.
I would agree with Dan. I think Cape Cod is the ultimate destination.
Well, well I guess we're here, Mom and Dad and I. We're at the end. Nowhere to go but P-town.
After this, it's just offshoring.
Yeah, we'll be on a boat.
So you guys all love to. This is something I don't like to do, but you guys all enjoy doing it when you get together. You play cribbage and you play cards. I have to say, I hate that.
You hate that we do it, or you hate cribbage?
No, I love that you guys do it because you all enjoy it. But I am not a card player.
Yeah.
I just can't.
Neil and I miss it because we don't know anybody in our out in Indiana that they don't play that. So
do you think it's an East Coast thing?
Yeah. That game.
I've only met a couple people in Indiana that have played the game.
Yeah.
So really?
It's like going to Dunkin'. I mean, it's just something that's home.
Yeah.
Like watching the news so I can get my accent back quicker. I just watched the local news for a day or two, and I got my accent back like I never left.
Yeah.
I just talk like the weatherman.
You watch them predict a storm. There's a storm coming.
There's a nor'easter coming. Shut your windows.
Wicked cold.
But thankfully, we have Marty Walsh is on the national stage now. So if anybody wants to get the Boston accent, watch the U.S. Department of Labor secretary do a speech.
That's exciting. It's like, I feel like we had a hero among us, like a superhero.
Yeah. We got Kennedy. Yeah, we got Marty Walsh.
I don't know. Marty Walsh is more like, comes from Worcester. He's like, was part of the big part of the labor.
Yeah.
I have to say, I'm sorry to interrupt, but the Kennedys is a fake accent. Nobody in the world talks like the Kennedys.
That's not true. That's not true. I've heard it.
Yeah, Mayor Quimby.
Mayor Quimby.
There's a movie tax.
That's it. Mayor Quimby clearly corroborates the existence.
My ex-husband's mother has that very similar accent. She'll say, my calves are bothering me. Like her calves.
Yeah.
She'll say my calves.
Oh my God.
And she says Massachusetts.
I don't know.
That's definitely not, that's more like the aristocratic accent, I think. So it is out there. It's just not.
It's put on. How many times have you watched a movie where the character has a Boston accent and it's horrible?
I don't know. Most. Every time?
All of them.
The Departed.
All of them.
Yeah, The Departed, they did a pretty good
job. There was
only
like two people that had.
Kevin Bacon does a close one.
No. Alec Baldwin?
Alec Baldwin does the worst one. Just the thing that goes through my mind is when he says, microprocessors.
Yeah.
What the hell is microprocessors? That was a riot. I think that was just thrown in for laughs. That had to be just like camping it up. No. Oh my God.
It's really bad.
Well, our cousin on dad's side has a new Facebook Live she does every night almost. And she just did one that was called Boston Speakeasy. She had two parts and she went over what a real Boston accent sounds like. And it was very interesting. And she ended it with saying, if anybody is doing a local show or wants to do it, like be an extra in a movie, she's like, just inbox me and I'll teach you it too. I'll have you talking like that in an hour. It was really nice. Cause she, and Tim and I were talking about this today. Like when someone says, when you're traveling outside of the state or even out of the country and you say to someone, where are you from? And they say Boston. And you're like, yeah, where? And you're like, lol. No, that's not Boston.
The kick I get is like in The Departed or some of the other movies. Like you go to a big city, and you know, you hear every imaginable accent. But you watch a movie that takes place in Boston, and everybody in the movie has the worst excuse for a Boston accent.
Yeah.
The worst.
The psychiatrist in The Departed.
Yeah. Oh God.
It was like, had the worst Boston accent. It's like, it's
don't
okay.
Even do
you
it.
Can be from Cleveland. It's okay. You can have people from Cleveland in Boston. It's okay.
We don't only have Bostonians in Boston.
I would think my personal worst was Jeff Bridges in a movie called, is it called Blown Up or?
Oh yeah,
he was an Irish bomb maker. So he was bad in the two accents in the same movie. He was a Boston bomb disposal guy who was fleeing from Northern Ireland because he was a bomb maker in Northern Ireland. So he started off with a really shitty Boston accent and ended with a really, really shitty Northern Ireland accent. And it was awful on so many levels. And someone goes, you know, that Jeff Bridges was really good in that movie. I'm like, holy shit. Do you know what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what planet he was from.
It's just the worst. It's the worst. And it drives me crazy.
Like Danny says. Yeah. Yeah. Red October, he had a Scottish accent because, okay, so what? He doesn't speak Russian. Who cares? I'm not there for the accent.
That's right. That's
nope,
right.
There's no Academy Award for best local accent impression.
No.
Just be good at it. So. It is so funny. Or when you go meet somebody who says you're from Boston, I'm like, yeah, whatever. I never said black to cop, so, and if I did, I'd probably slap somebody. But you should see the Seth Meyers thing about the movie about nothing but Boston accents. Have you seen that?
Oh, that was great.
He's sitting at the bar.
I saw that. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Smoking hot.
That was
and
funny.
Bro is every and every sentence with bro. And I know you, bro. And bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So it isn't every day I get to talk to three out of my four brothers. So this is really great. So let me ask each of you a question. And this is off the top of my head. I did not prepare anything. Dan, who lives in a leafy suburb of Boston.
Yes, thank you.
Who is 58 years old.
That's right.
And standing upright, I might add.
Tell us what is so awesome about being a grandfather.
Oh. Oh. Tell us about what it's like, Grandma.
Just maybe one word or one sentence.
Or a sound.
That's easy. It's getting to see my son. In the role of father and to see how he's doing. The COVID lockdown has kept him out of work so that he can spend all day since his son was born and just be with him. And my favorite part is to see them together.
That's great.
Yeah, it's been great.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. You get the points. Ding, 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 ding,
okay,
ding, ding.
Good. Okay, you get two points.
All right, Tim.
Yeah.
You are approaching empty nesting.
Yes.
Are you psyched or what?
Beyond belief.
Yeah.
Beyond belief. I can't wait. Although Declan came back to live, so, I mean, he spends most of the time in the
the basement.
He's in the basement, but it's because he's working. So he is working, but he's living at home.
May I interrupt 1 second? Joe?
Yeah?
I just want to say, so we just talked to Dan about being a grandfather. Just FYI, I'm not going to give all the genders, but he has two children that are grown. So just to put that in perspective, Tim has two children, one grown, one approaching, like you said. So just to kind of put it in context. And Neil has one child that is an adult and out of
well life. I haven't gotten to
but I'm
Neil
just
yet.
Saying okay sorry so Tim go ahead.
Full disclosure,
I need to be a little in control. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the empty nester thing I'm looking forward to.
What are you gonna enjoy the most about empty nesting?
This naked room.
Once the dogs move on, the fact that on a Friday afternoon Lori and I can just go to Chicago, go to Nashville, go to St. Louis. We can just go somewhere. Like, you know, the ability to just get up and go is what I look forward to the most. Cause you know, there's a lot out there to see that we didn't get to see because traveling with children is tough. And
with their schedule with school and stuff too. You have three
sports and school and stuff.
Well, that's what I thought. I thought I would be like that, but unfortunately I just, the only thing I did was stop cooking.
Tim did a lot of the cooking because Lori has a high tension. How would you say high?
I'm not going to comment on anything about Lori.
Oh, anyways, his wife.
I like to sleep on the bed that has pillows rather than has armrests. so I'm not
my
say
point
about
is that.
That
his wife has a very high demanding job. So Tim was often the one that made dinner. So is it you will also stop making dinner once they're gone too for the kids, right? No, he said a bad thing. Sorry. Lori, I love you.
I love my wife dearly. She's the best thing that ever happened to me, and I hope she doesn't change the.
Aww, that's sweet.
Okay, Neil's turn.
We have an extra.
All right, Neil. Everybody all right, does. Tim gets 10 points.
Oh, nice.
Ooh. Dan.
Charity points.
Dan got 11 just because he really pulled at my heartstrings. So we got 10 and 11, Neil.
Oh, you really just woke up the competitive side of Neil. He's just stretched.
Well, I don't really have a question for Neil, a comment, and maybe if he would comment on it. But Neil has the most
Careful.
No, he has the most successful and ambitious daughter I have ever met. And sweet as can be, smart as can be. Where do you see your daughter in 5 years, and what, where do you see yourself in 5 years in relation to that?
And will you be lending me money?
Oh yeah, and me too.
Well, I might be retired.
And, uh-huh.
And I guess where I'll see her is we'll be in the same state. So maybe that, not too far from where she is. But
that'll be great.
Yeah, but I mean, she's like any of us. We just raised our kids so that they can take care of themselves. And when they go and you become an empty nester, you hope that they continue to grow and learn and take care of themselves. That they're always welcome back to live in the basement or wherever they need to be.
Oh, see, that's not the case in my house, but that's very sweet of you.
But I mean, you know, it's like anything. I mean, you want to set them out in the world and so they can make their own mark.
Absolutely.
Do what they want to do.
Yeah. And she will make a mark. I'm very proud of her.
Yeah.
Very proud of her. I think we all have kids that have their own special talents and.
Yep.
And we're lucky. They're all healthy. They're all smart.
Yep.
And, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm still the star of the family, but thank you.
So is my response get a 12? Of course. Okay.
You know what? I'm giving you a 10.
That hurts.
You and Tim have got 10s, but Dan went into the grandchildren stuff.
A grandchild. It's not fair. If I have a grandchild, I'll have a killer answer. I'm going to practice it now.
Joanne, you created the perception of a fix. Now I'm in trouble.
He's going to need to leave. Nice to see you,
I
Dan.
I like the leafy suburb thing. I was going to say lily white suburbia, but what is West Roxbury?
White lace curtain.
Lace curtain. Irish. Yeah.
Two toilet Irish.
Yeah. That's warm.
When you move to the Cape, you get to be two toilet Irish.
I'm two toilet Irish.
What are you doing today out there on the lake, Joe?
Well, at the moment, I'm sipping on wine. I worked earlier today.
Oh.
5 o'clock someplace.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not five yet, but I'm just sipping. Nothing serious. I'm looking at the water. There's open water with some ice.
Yeah, good.
And it's absolutely. Yeah, it's pretty beautiful here.
Yeah.
Pretty beautiful.
Are you knitting today?
Of course, I'm knitting a sweater for Adam's girlfriend Rachel.
Oh, nice.
You got to make something for their new dog. They have a new dog named Udo.
Well, I offered to make the dog a sweater, and Adam said that he will just destroy it.
Adam will destroy it or the dog?
Adam will destroy the dog.
Yeah. Oh.
No, I didn't mean that.
I know. All right. So it's 23 minutes, and I think unless you have any other questions...
Sure, let's go more than 23 minutes.
Do you have any more questions? I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. And this is open to anyone.
It's about the cheerleader?
No, okay. No. Maybe what was it like having two beautiful sisters?
Go ahead, Dan.
Oh, but let's...
The question wasn't for you, Joanne, because you do not. You only have.
No, I know, but did you notice the silence?
Or maybe this is a better question. What was it like being a house with a house full of mostly testosterone? What was it like to have that little infusion of? Well, you are super feminine, so maybe that. Well, I only mean that in the sense where you are like. Curlers and makeup and Jordache and all that stuff.
Talking about
Dan. Are you talking to me or are you talking to Dan?
She thinks it's Dan. Oh.
So no, seriously. So, but no, you were because you were their ages more than you were closer to mine, and they had friends that probably were sniffing around. I just wonder what it was like having. Popular sister being a boy with a lot of friends.
Well, I didn't really pay much attention to any of their friends. I mean, I knew them and I said hello to them and all that, but I will share a story that when I was I think it was my senior year in high school, I didn't have a prom date. And I really wanted to go to the prom. So really? Neil had a friend who was also friends with me. And I invited Neil's friend to go to the senior prom.
Oh, that was nice.
And he's since passed away.
He has, well, but here's
it was not causal.
And,
it wasn't your fault.
Yeah, the prom was 35 years ago. The death was on a couple.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, right. Let's honor him. But he's a wonderful man.
He was.
No, but here's the story.
Oh, there's more.
We went as very platonic friends. There was nothing romantic, nothing like that. He came to drop me off at the house after the prom.
Yeah.
And Neil, I'm assuming he had a few beers, started to get into a fist fight with him.
Do you remember that? I wasn't even home.
Yeah, you were. You started fighting him on the front lawn.
I don't remember that.
He doesn't remember.
So maybe it was more than
a few beers.
Well, but the time around that prom, I would have been in Rochester.
No. Interesting. Fitchburg.
No, Fitchburg is
86.
No, 1980.
No, 86. I was
a
senior in high school.
82.
I was in Rochester.
Oh, well, maybe it was George.
Maybe it
might have been George.
Yeah, maybe it was somebody else. Yeah.
Maybe it was me.
Yeah.
I get into the whiskey.
Testosterone. No,
it's funny what you remember.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's weird because I can't imagine him ever fighting Joey.
No, it wouldn't have happened.
Maybe it was a joke. Maybe you were joking around with him.
No.
I don't think I was there.
Yeah. It was summer, though. No, you might have been home.
No, it was prom. It would have been in May. I would have still been at school.
Anyway, what about you, Dan?
What about... I didn't get in any fist fights. I wouldn't have gotten any fist fights. Not with Joey. No.
No, but what was it like having sisters?
Well, not me, because I really wasn't in the picture.
Yeah, Susan was too young. I think I was too self-involved to pay attention to anybody but other girls and getting attention from Neil and George.
Yeah.
Because they were older. So as horrible as it feels to say it, and my attentions were directed
You were a selfish teenager like everybody else.
I was a selfish teenager, you know, looking for some cheerleader who might have been a French name or an Italian name.
We're trying to remember a girl's name that today we just can't remember it.
Anyway, so it's a good question. I'm a little ashamed and embarrassed to say that.
Oh, don't be. Don't.
No, that's something that has offered a lot of thinking to me lately, and it's interesting.
I'll tell you what, I was in love with almost every one of Tim's friends.
Wow.
Really?
He hated me hanging around.
Which ones?
All of them. I can't say because they might find out and want to marry me now. So I don't want to.
She doesn't want to disrupt.
Listen, I've got a nice life. I don't want to ruin it with all these men being around.
Yep.
All right, Tim, your turn. What was it like having gorgeous, wonderful, beautiful, talented sisters?
Joanne had two redeeming qualities.
She could buy us beer.
Okay, three redeeming qualities. She did buy me beer once.
Me too.
Me? I did? Once. I don't remember.
It was probably the same party.
It wasn't a party. We had mom and dad, I think.
Yeah, it was a party we had.
We were just playing cribbage, and you bought us a six-pack. All I remember is that. You would give me a ride to the Navin rink for Friday nights, and then you bought Michael Jackson... Was it Thriller or Off the Wall? And you played it all the time, and you would break dance with your little silly dancing on the brake of the car.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, my God, that's so stuff that I forgot about.
Like a dad joke, but from a sister.
Which car was it?
It was the Escort, where dad would say, warm it up for a little bit. And you would go to the car and floor it.
And you used to gas it instead of let it run.
Put it in gear, and it would stall, and you start swearing, and dad would be like, you got to let it warm up. And then so instead of just flooring it, you would go, vroom.
She did. I remember her doing that.
Yeah. Dad would be like, just let it warm up. You put it in gear, and you start swearing, and then pour it in your car, like throwing your hands around. It's just like, turn it on. I'm back in the house.
I can't remember the sound of it.
Listen to the radio for a little bit. Just come on in, and then when you're ready to go, it'll start. You know, I got enough time. You've already been there for 20 minutes. You can warm it up for 5 minutes. It'll be all over.
Oh, that was so funny.
Oh, my God. Yeah. My favorite car was my 1968 Buick Skylark. Yeah.
That thing was huge.
Didn't you have a Le Mans?
I had the Le Mans.
You had the Le Mans.
1969.
Yeah.
Oh, and Dan had the burgundy Camaro. Yeah.
I had a brown
Datsun.
So, you know what? We can end in this because I like that it was mentioned. Like skating. I feel like everybody in our family skated, either the bog or Navin, because Navin used to have all those skating and you had the lockers and music.
The school was awesome. In the winter when they flooded the tennis courts.
Play
hockey into the
yeah.
And Maple Street had one too.
So they didn't pull up the
nets, the poles.
The poles there.
Yeah. I was thinking of that the other day, like, just in the winter. I think winter was always my favorite because a couple of reasons. Everyone was around because, I don't know, you weren't out and about because it wasn't summer, but everyone was home. We always had a fire like, I don't know. And then, smoke. But we just skated a lot and sled a lot, and snow always, it's always still my very favorite time
of
the year. Yeah. It's good time.
Save the bread bags.
Name the break. It was so great. Sunday afternoon, Friday night, Saturday night, and Mom and Dad, when we were kids, would drop us off, and we'd get a quarter for the locker, put your shoes in, and then money for whatever. I just needed cigarette money, and then it was good.
I met my first boyfriend at the roller skating
in Hudson.
Yes,
Roller Kingdom. What was his name? Rick.
Rick
Perkins. Oh,
don't name last names. That's a code name for. Yeah. Never mind.
Oh, she's got a teabag. Sorry.
Yeah, Rick Perkins. I went to Roller Kingdom once. It got uncool to go ice skating.
It's never uncool to go ice skating.
Yeah. So anyways, that's funny. All right, listen, we're going to go.
Okay.
Gigi's getting a little loud, so let's wrap this one up. Thank you so much, guys, for coming and to being part of this. It's fun. We'll have to do it again sometime, maybe one-on-one.
Yeah, it was really fun.
And maybe they can ask us questions.
Next time, sure.
Stay tuned.
Wow. All right.
Yo, nice talking
good
to you.
Good to talk to you guys, too.
Enjoy your Saturday.
Yeah. Yep.
I sure will. I'm going to get another glass of wine, and I'm going to go
all right,
knit.
Careful with those needles after the second glass.
Okay.
See you,
all right. Bye, guys.
Dip Stitch out.
Bye, Susan. Bye. Dip Stitch out.